Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra Jackson. I'll be serving as your podcast host and accountability partner as you embark on your journey towards purpose. Now, if you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast and rate us, as well as follow us on social media on IG and Facebook. That's going to be at The Account Partner. Again, at The Account Partner on IG and Facebook. All right, with that being said, let's get into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra Jackson. I'll be serving as your host and accountability partner as you embark on this journey towards purpose. First and foremost, I want to make sure I let all of the women know, happy International Women's Day. Shout out to all the women, the mothers, the sisters, the whoever, the grandparents who are making an impact, who are fulfilling their purpose, who are continuously pushing through and aspiring and reaching their goals. So shout out to you. Shout out to us. And honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, we should continuously be celebrated. That's not something that we should only have one day of recognition. We do so much. And so, you know, that's just a thought that I'll put out there as well. And then before we kind of get into today's topic, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the month of March and what it means. And I actually began to research, like, biblically, what does the number 3 represent? And after I conducted my research, I found out that the number 3 represents divine wholeness, completeness, perfection, and not grace, but all of those different things. And then I want to just read something that I found online. It says, if there ever was a desire to highlight an idea, a thought, event, or noteworthy figure in the Bible for their prominence, the number 3 was used to put a divine stamp of completion or fulfillment on the subject. And I just thought it was very interesting because as we're in the month of March, I know a lot of people have been messaging me, and just I've been seeing a lot of posts about, you know, the desire or the draw to just do so much and fulfill their purpose. And I really believe that there are some things that God wants to perfect. There are some things that God's truly bringing to divine wholeness. And so as you're, you know, working through the month of March, understand that you have God's divine backing to truly carry you through into that completeness, that perfection, and that wholeness. All right. Now, I'm very excited about today's episode because I have a very special guest with us. And how would I describe Nate Squall III? He is a CEO, a philanthropist. He is a motivational speaker, a consultant, a veteran. The list goes on and on. And so I want to give a warm welcome to you, Nate, and thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Tierra, for inviting me to this podcast. And just to piggyback, just want to definitely say to all the women out there who are listening to this, definitely happy International Women's Day. We wouldn't be here without you, queens. Thank you for all that you do for us. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And also to piggyback on the number 3, I just like you said, about complete wholeness and perfection. That's an awesome number. And within this March, let's continue to perfect some things, complete some things, and let's continue to just become whole in one.
Amen. And you're welcome, because we are pretty great. So you're welcome for being the phenomenal women and women that we are. So Nate, one of the ways that I like to kick off this podcast is through affirmations. And given that you're the CEO of Bodied by Nate, which is a personal fitness business, I thought that it was very important or essential for us to do some affirmations on health. So repeat after me. My health is my priority.
My health is my priority.
I will eat well and I will eat right.
I will eat well and I will eat right.
I will have enough energy to fulfill my purpose.
I will have enough energy to fulfill my purpose.
No sickness will know me.
No sickness will know me.
And no infirmity will overtake me.
And no infirmity will overtake me.
I am whole and healed.
I am whole and healed.
Physically.
Physically.
Mentally.
Mentally.
Emotionally and spiritually.
Emotionally and spiritually.
I walk in divine health.
I walk in divine health.
All right, so that being said, and the reason why I always emphasize, you know, doing affirmation is because I believe that when you decree a thing, it is established. And that's actually a scripture in the Bible. And so as you begin to speak these things concerning your life, they'll begin to be made manifest within your current situation. And I also read online, and I'm gonna read this quick quote as well. It says, practicing affirmations can activate the reward system in your brain, which can have an impact on the way you experience both emotional and physical pain. Knowing that you have the ability to manage stress and other life difficulties can help boost confidence and self-empowerment, further promoting faith in yourself. And so I thought that was really important to mention and to highlight, because a lot of people, you know, they think that their words don't carry weight, and they allow themselves to sit in these, you know, situations. They allow themselves to harbor this pain and harbor, you know, whether sickness, since we're talking on the topic of health, these different sicknesses and infirmities. So I really wanted us to highlight those things so that we can begin to retrain our brain to begin to speak against those things that we do not want to speak, we do not want to see, and then continuously speak life concerning our lives, concerning our areas, and concerning our situation.
Smell.
So with that being said, let's just dive right into the topic. Now, one of the reasons I really wanted you, Nate, on the podcast is because one of the things that God has been speaking to me a lot about is the need to be healthy and to be healthy physically. You know, I know we're always talking about the importance of, you know, being spiritually healthy and the importance of reading your Bible. And while all those things are super important, one of the things that we typically allow to fall to the wayside is taking, you know, concern or making it a priority to be healthy physically. And I remember listening to a seminar, and there was this guy, I think he was a fitness trainer. He was just like, you know, what good would it do for God to, you know, give you a purpose and a plan, but you don't have the physical capacity to complete it? You're out of breath when you're booking all these speaking engagements. You're super tired. You're doing all these things. You're sick, and all these things are happening. And I think, again, to that point, it's important for us to truly prioritize our physical health, because there are different levels, different heights that God has truly taken us to. And I would hate for our setback and our hindrance to be our health, when that's definitely something that we can, I guess that we can change ourselves simply based on what we eat, what we do, and things of that sort. And so what better person to talk about this topic with none other than, like I said, CEO of Bodied by Nate, Nathaniel Squall III. So again, welcome. Welcome. And just, I guess, a quick question for you, Nate, is just like, simply tell us about yourself. Tell us about how, you know, Bodied by Nate came about, and we'll kind of kick things off with there.
Okay, perfect. Some things I definitely want to sit there and say. The way Bodied by Nate started, it's a business I wanted to start for people who couldn't find a trainer. A lot of trainers are very high priced, and a lot of trainers just do things just to, let's say, for the money or the monetary value of it. I want to be able to give people something where they will understand that if they change their mind, then their body will follow. I've seen a lot of people within the communities are obese, or being even born with diabetes, or, you know, having certain type of problems or health risks due to the fact that the foods they were eating are the foods that they're telling us that we should eat. We're promoting McDonald's, and we're promoting all these fast food restaurants, but they very seldom promote the restaurants, let's say, like a True Kitchen or something like a Sweetgreen, something that's very healthy for us, or even promote certain cuisines that are very healthy for us, even Mediterranean food, you know. So I really wanted to start my business just to show people that, hey, we eat better, we will be better, we will feel better, and we can live longer. And if we do what we need to do, then we can instill that into our children, who would instill that into their children, which then at that point will allow generations to continue to grow, can allow people to continue to fulfill what God has for us to do. And just the same in fulfilling what God has for us to do, even in 3 John 1 and 2, it says, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul." Mm-hmm. So that just goes to show that God wants us to continue to be in good health because it goes with his soul. How can we fulfill the purpose that he has for us if we don't sit here and eat the right foods and live well? How can we sit there and live the purposeful life that he wants us to live if we're killing ourselves by eating fried chicken and we're killing ourselves by eating all these foods and extra cheese and extra dairy and things that we shouldn't be eating, even cereal at times, you know? So I really believe that health is wealth, and health is something that we should focus on. And with doing that, I want to continue doing that within, you know, the world and continue bringing it to my people.
You know, I love that. And I love what you said with that scripture in John, because it just further highlights the point that God wants us healthy. And then I think back to why, right? Like, we are created in the image of God. And so if God is desiring us to walk in health, then that means that he indeed is health. And so anytime that we're operating unhealthily, we're literally walking in disobedience to God. And so I think I say that because it's super important and it's super critical for us to truly prioritize and prioritize health. One other thing that you said that I loved is that you said that your mantra and your mission is all about like change the mind, change the body. Like that's something that you want people to understand, that once you change your mind, you'll be able to begin to eat the right foods. Once you expose yourselves to, you know, certain knowledge and certain information through your services, through different platforms, through what people are following, they'll begin to see, you know, better options that exist and better options that are out there. And so why is it important for us to truly prioritize changing our minds first before we can then begin to reach into that health that we desire?
The reason why I say it's very important to change your mind, because once again, going back to if you don't change your mind and if you don't tell yourself you can do it, then you can pay anyone to tell you to do something, but you're still not going to get the job which you need to get done. You have to change your mind in order for your body to follow. You can sit there all day and I can, as a personal trainer, say, hey, let's do 50 squats or let's do 100 jumping jacks. But if you don't go in your mindset and sit there and say, you know what? I have to do this not for me, but for my future. I have to do this because there's a purpose for me to live in this life. I have to do this because if I don't do this, then my great, great grandchildren will have to deal with the effects of the things that I put in my body today. They're going to have to fight against diabetes. We don't even know 1 out of 5 children are born with diabetes. Mm-hmm. So the things we do now affect our future. And we should always wonder about our future, not always worrying about the now, because once the next second goes, the last now is just passed. We have to continue to move forward. So changing your mind is very critical to getting anything done with personal training and anything done with changing your body. You have to get yourself to say, I can do it. And when I tell my clients, you ever notice that once you start losing weight, your mindset gets stronger, because now you're telling yourself, hey, you know what? I got this. You know what? I can accomplish this. Now that same mindset will go into your job. That same mindset will go into your finances. That same mindset will go into other people that are around you. They will sit there and see, like, you're becoming better. You become better emotionally. You become better mentally. And you become better spiritually once you change your mind. And doing all those things, your body has to follow. Like we just said, God sit there and said, this is his holy temple. So we change our mind. And getting more spiritual with this, we change our mind. And it's like, oh, cool. Here goes the body. The body's doing better now. Now I can feel better. I can run a little bit more. Once again, you know what I'm saying? So I just always tell my people, just changing your mind is very critical. It's very important. And we must understand that we got to put it in ourselves, and we have to be stronger mentally in ourselves to get to anywhere we want to get to in this world, to accomplish anything we want to accomplish, because we can do it. And God saying in his Bible in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's an affirmation for thyself that I can do it. You have to tell yourself that you can do it. And once you tell yourself that, at that point, moment, you tell yourself that, you get stronger mentally. And everything follows after that. Everything starts in the head. You don't even speak the words out of your mouth unless it comes through your mindset first. The mind has to be strong for anything else to flow.
I love that. And I think to that point, my question that follows would be, because it's so important for people to change their mind, and you see a lot of people not walking in health, right? And so it's a clear indication that there's a disconnect between what it is that they're thinking that is not allowing them to, you know, develop healthy habits and develop a healthy lifestyle. So based on like your experience and you working, like, what has been the biggest hindrance that you've seen I guess with people first learning to change their mind, like why is that so difficult for people to do, or what's stopping them from being able to change their mind?
The thing that stopped them, because a lot of people are not mentally strong. And I say that very lightly, because people go through things. A lot of people gain weight through a divorce. People gain weight through abuse. People gain weight through being sad, or, you know, losing someone. And some people gain weight just because, you know, it's genetics. So at that same point, that's most of my mental barriers that I face with my clients. So a lot of my clients, I pray with them. A lot of my clients, I push them, but I push them in a way that they can see that they can overcome anything that's in the past, and whatever's in the past is in the past. And you have to allow God to fix what's in the past as you continue to move forward. So that's really the biggest hindrance, is really just their mindset and things that they go through in their life. Many people want to do this. Many people can do this, but those hindrances sometimes weigh people down. And as you can sit there and say, I said, they weigh people down. Well, in order to get back up, you got to get strong. You got to stand strong, and you got to sit there and say, you know what? I ain't going to let this weigh me down. I'm going to take this monkey off my back. I'm going to move forward in my life. I'm not going to let this abuse stop me from here. I'm going to be better. I'm not going to let these genetics stop me from here. I'm going to be better. And I come from a family. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. We like to eat good food. We eat fried chicken. We eat gumbo. We do it all. You know, cornbread and everything, macaroni and everything. So I had to sit there and change. Not saying that food is not good, but I had to sit there and change. I wanted something for my future. I wanted something to be better. I didn't want my genetics to weigh me down. Every person in my family dealt with diabetes. Every person in my family dealt with obesity. If I didn't do what I needed to do in my life, I would have fell down that same trap. And if I didn't do what I needed to do in my life, my children would have fell down that trap. And then my children, I'm putting out a barrier on my children, like, because now they have to sit there and fight over things that I couldn't fix, and they have to fix them for their future. So I'm just taking that weight off their shoulders already. That's why I say it's always about changing your mind, staying strong, because what you do now is never for you. It's always for the generation. And we think generational. That's why health becomes wealth. Remember, this is the temple that God has given us. This is God's temple. And in his Bible, in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify the God in your body. We are not our own, and we must glorify God in our body. So think about it. We putting bad foods in our body, then we basically telling God, like, hey, I ain't listening to you. I ain't gonna do this and that. Nah, God, like, I gave you this body. I created you in my own way. I created one of you, uniquely yours. So why would you mess up what I put together for you? Because if you don't mess it up, I got something better for you. So if we serve our bodies, essentially we still serving God. And if you look at most of the foods that we put in our bodies that we need to put, come from his green earth. It come from his earth. The vegetables, they come from the ground. You know, the fish in the sea, they come from the ground. Now you look at some of these processed foods, that's made in a chemical and made in labs. You can't make God. God is nature. God is natural. And so we just put some of these natural foods in our body, take away these processed foods, and serve our body. It's another way of serving God.
You know, I'm happy, like you said so much, I'm trying to like pinpoint where to start. Take your time. I think that's so real. Like, we allow life circumstances to truly weigh so much on us, to the point that it not only dictates our mood, but it carries over in all areas of our life. So like, let's say we experience grief, or we experience a loss of some sort, or we experience any pain or trauma, that will not only dictate in how we operate mentally, but that will also impact how we operate physically, and will allow our health to go to the wayside and other things. You know, I also want to note that there are people like your girl who sometimes the girl gets a little lazy. The girl can just be a little or a lot of lazy, and I'll just say, you know what? I don't feel like going to the gym today. I feel, you know what? I could do this tomorrow. I'll do this, you know, another day. But as I mentioned in my podcast episode last week, that this is not the time that we need to delay. We have to come to a place where we need to stop procrastinating, because who's to say that one day you go to the gym, that you'll meet a trainer named Nate Squall who will be able to get you together, Who's to
I'm
say
trying
that
to tell
that
you.
one time, you go to that healthy restaurant that you may meet your wife or your husband? Like, all these things are connected. And I know that may be just dramatic, but that's real. And I think that even if we just make that one step to be better, I feel like we'll begin to just produce a habit or a cadence of better, healthy steps. And so I love that you said that. And then two, you talk a lot about, what we put in our body. Now, as you say, you're from New Orleans, you like gumbo, crawfish, all of that. Now, Tierra Amanda Bonet Jackson, your girl can eat some food. I like the mac and cheese, I like the yams, I like the fried chicken, I like all of that. And so can you just like let the people know what are some things that we really should be inputting in our body? What are some things that we maybe should be staying clear of? Like, what are the like, okay, nah, I know you may like this, but please stop eating this today.
Okay, and just to piggyback on what you just said quickly, just even you like to eat the yams and the macaroni. Well, I teach my
Listen, because
clients
I like it.
80-20.
It's so
Okay,
good. It's good. I like to eat
okay. A little
it.
fried chicken here and there. I ain't mad at your little lemon pepper chicken wing. But like I tell my clients, it's 80-20. Like God wants us to be balanced. So be balanced also. Now, if you want to sit over here and be, a Sports Illustrated magazine model, okay, that's a different lifestyle. But most of my clients, I say they're not trying to get there. They just want to look good. I want to put my bikini on for my women, for my men. I just want my muscles. I want to look good so my lady can look at me. Well, I'm the guy you need to see. Reason I say that is because it's really 80-20. Even if you was to go all the way cold turkey and say, I'm just eat healthy, 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 healthy every day, your body will get to a point where it will not adapt no more because you're putting the same foods in your body. You need some, it's like getting closer to God. God could have gave us the whole entire blueprint at the beginning. That's like eating right every day. But God said, nah, I need you to have some ups and downs and some turbulence up in this life because that turbulence will always remind you to stay closer to me. That turbulence always will remind you to readapt. And now I can get stronger because, hey, you went through this, but I brought this bad thing into your life, but you overcame it. That's that mental aspect. So now you look at the body. Okay, cool. If we sit there and we say 80-20, 80% of the time, Monday through Friday, I'm gonna do what I'm supposed to do, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Eventually, some of them Saturdays, you will do what you're supposed to do also, but you may want to go out with your family. You may want a steak here and there. We don't want to eat steak all the time because steak is red meat, and red meat eventually will cause high diabetes, all type of bad things in our body, high cholesterol. So we want to stay away from things like that. But you can dibble and dabble here and there. You can have you some chicken wings here and there on a weekend, on Tuesday, like on a weekend, maybe, at a lunchtime with the family. You want to really be 80-20, but you can have it with a salad too. Mix and match it. Don't sit here and just be all the way, no, I'm gonna eat McDonald's every day. Cause you can sit there and see you eat fast foods every day. You eat these fast foods more times than you eat healthy foods than what happens to your body. Now, when you eat healthy foods way more times than you eat bad foods, you will start noticing your taste buds are going to automatically change. And your body's going to adapt to one thing, but then you're going to have to change it. Like I tell my clients when I change my meal plan, okay, one time eat chicken, then next week maybe do a little pork loin, the next week maybe do a little tenderloin, maybe next week do something different, maybe this week do broccoli, maybe this week do asparagus, maybe this week do Tuscan kale. Reason I say those different things because as we put different stuff into our body continues to grow, just like our life and just like our walk with God. If we continue to meet different people and go different places and get deeper and deeper into our word and learn now about what happened in Matthew and learn more about what happened in Daniel and learn more about what happened in the book of Ruth and learn more about what happened in Revelation. We putting these different things in our body, we grow spiritually. It's the same thing with your body. You got to continue to put different foods in your body so you can grow. If I just feed my body, you just feed your mindset, Matthew, 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 you're going to stop growing spiritually at a certain point. Same thing with the body. You got to feed your body different foods, different healthy foods, so you can sit there and grow and continue to move forward. So your body won't never adapt. That's why I say it's change the mind, change the body. Because as your body's not adapting, your mindset's not adapting. Because if your mindset is, I'm gonna eat this, 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 and that, and one thing, that's one set mind, that's one track mind. But if you know what, I'm gonna eat this, and I'm gonna eat this because it does this, maybe this fruit helps my organs, or maybe this fruit right here helps my cardiovascular system, or maybe this fruit right here helps with the bones in my body. Like, we need to feed every single part that's in our body. So once we get older and we're 90 years old, we can still run. We can still move around. We still want to have fun with our great-great-grandchildren. Because I'm speaking right now, everybody who listens to this podcast, we're living over 100 years old, baby. We're going to make it happen. You know, so that's just the only thing I had to say concerning that. But like I say, you have to change the food. You have to adapt and just, you can't be the same. You don't grow nowhere in life doing the same thing, but you grow doing the right thing. If you put bad things into your life, bad's going to come. If you put good things into your life, even though it's different good things, more good is going to come. Even in business sector, you can work one job your whole life and get paid one paycheck. That's your fault. But let's say if you work this job, then you work that job, and you work this job. Now you got three different jobs you didn't work. You can learn three different things for three different jobs. Now you can go to another job and apply all these three different things you learned to that one job. Now you're already over and excelling in your life and in your business sector because you have information from three different places. You can't stay the same with your food, with your spirit, with your finances, and with your business because eventually you're going to stop growing. And the only thing we're doing is growing. So we change the mind, the body will follow.
I love that. And I love how you connect all aspects. Like you're like, it's not just about health. Your health is connected to your finances. Your health is connected to your mental. Your health is connected to your generations. Like all of these things are literally dependent upon how we are physically, which is why it's so important for us to do what it is that we need to do to, you know, obtain, you know, good health. And so to that point, let's say we're someone as in, you know, myself, who doesn't really know where to start in terms of, you know, like I haven't worked out, I don't eat right, like I don't even know what is considered a good food, I don't even know what is considered a good workout. Like, where do I start with that? Like, where's a good place to start in order to get better healthily?
The first place I will always recommend to start is to get in contact with Body by Nate Services.
I know that's
you
right.
Can send me an email on bodybynate@gmail.com. Or you can look up my Instagram at Body by Nate. And we have a website coming here soon. And you can just email me, DM me, and I can get you started on to where you need to go, the things you need to put into your body, and affirmations that you need in your life to continue to move forward throughout your life every day. But after that, I would sit there and say, literally just start, just pray first. Just literally pray the prayer, say, God said you X, he'll do it for you. Just literally pray the prayer, say, God, let me know the foods I need to put into my body and let me know and give me the strength to move away from the food that I do not need in my temple because this is your temple. Get back to understanding this is his temple. Pray that prayer and immediately food that you thought was good, your stomach will start hurting a little bit. I'm not trying to sit there and say, God, go take away all the bad foods because God wants you to have some fun too. He wants you to eat in. But what I'm saying is, just start up in the aisle. Start with the vegetables, these crofaceous vegetables, meaning these leafy vegetables, your broccolis, your Tuscan kale. I know a lot of people don't like kale. They say the regular kale because they say it's very, you know, flimsy and it's very soft. Well, Tuscan kale really is like a romaine lettuce field, but it's kale. Way more healthy. It's a super green, something I recommend. Your broccoli, something I recommend. Brussels sprouts is one of your most nutritious vegetables. Something else I recommend. Asparagus, another type of vegetable that I recommend. So, you know, you get your greens in. Then you sit there and say, you know what? Well, I want to get my meats in too. What should I eat? Move away from your steak. Get your red meat out the door. Move away from your chicken. I mean, I used to be big on chicken breast, and I'm not saying you can't do it. You know, you want to do it here and there, but if you're going to do the chicken, go to the chicken breast. Don't stick with the wings or don't stick with the legs. Why? Because it's the same amount of grams of protein and the same amount of grams of fat. Where we're sitting here, 10 grams of protein, 10 grams of fat on a piece of chicken wing, you get 25 grams of protein and probably less than 5 grams of fat on a chicken breast, and you need the protein because the protein feeds your muscle. So let me show you the picture once again of adapting your body because the different parts in your body need everything to work. You can eat vitamins every day, but vitamins don't give food and feel your muscles. You need your muscles, especially as we're getting older, men and women, because as we get older, we start to lose our muscle density, meaning that the muscles want to start weakening. And as it starts weakening, that's why a lot of older people have to start walking with canes or being in wheelchairs. So you really have to do the work now and set the boundaries now. So once you get to that older age in life, you continue to move forward. So the meat that goes to the muscles of the body, all your muscles from your legs to your arms, to your chest, to, you know, your feet. You need those. Now you have your fruit. Always add fruits. I tell my clients, get 2 fruits a day. But we have to understand, what are these fruits doing? We can't be mad we're not losing weight if we eating strawberries every day. Strawberry only feeds the fiber. You also need to eat your citrus. Your citrus works around your stomach area. You also need to eat your apples. Why? Because maybe you want to stop eating so much. If you eat the apples can almost be a meal replacement because the apples can keep you full throughout the day. We sit there and say, well, Nate, I'm not cutting weight, but, you know, what am I doing wrong? Well, if you're eating bananas every day, you're not going to cut weight because bananas come with natural fat. Also, avocados every day if you're trying to cut weight. Well, Nate, I'm small. I want to gain weight, but the only thing I'm doing is eating berries. Maybe add a banana. Understanding what these fruits, understanding what these vegetables do, understanding what this protein do will make you really look into what you are putting in your body. And that goes to the statement that says you are what you eat. Really have to look at what you put into your body. Everything you put into your body, start going on Google. Everyone has a phone these days. If I eat this, what are the natural health benefits for this? What is the nutrition benefits for this food? And it will tell you. Something I just recently found out, I just started eating pork again. They were like, nah, pork is bad for you. Yes, bacon is terrible for you. Do not eat bacon. Don't even do turkey bacon, guys. We sit here and we love turkey bacon, but I want you guys to buy a pack of turkey bacon. I want you to look at the protein. It's going to be great. But then I want you to look at the sodium intake on that one strip of bacon, which is going to be about 300 grams of sodium because turkey bacon is processed. That back fat that you get is called salt. So just think about when you put salt on something, just grab the back of your back a little bit, right above your butt area, and squeeze that. That's all your little salt right there. You know what I'm saying? You got to know these things. That's where it's going. We have to pull back from sodium. We have to pull back from these processed foods. We have to be natural, even with your fishes. Understand the fish that you eat now. Be very, let me not jump the gun. Let me go back to fish and let me finish my statement about pork just in case anyone say, okay, but Nate, you say you eat pork. I only eat the pork Leon. Reason I eat that because it's very healthy and it's very nutritious, okay? Pork Leon, Lion, and no, listen, I have a little accent, y'all. I'm from New Orleans, so bear with me here. But the pork Leon is very, very healthy, very more healthy, healthier than the healthiest part of the steak, what is the tender Leon. And a lot of people don't know that because they don't preach eating that. They preach eating steak. They preach eating chicken breast. They preach eating all these other foods, but they don't preach the foods we need to eat. They don't preach to eat a certain fish, okay? They tell us to eat maybe a catfish or a grouper or a flounder or a tilapia, but you can try a sea bass, try a salmon, you know? Try a tuna fish here and there if you don't want to pay so much. You know, try branzino, which is an Italian-made fish. I used to live in Italy, fun fact, so I love branzino. You know, try red snapper. If you try all these different fishes and look at the nutrition benefits, you're getting at least 25 to 30 grams of protein. And when it goes to protein, why that's so important, if you want to cut weight or you want to gain weight, you need to put that amount of protein within your body to get to that number. You can't sit there and say, I want to be 200 pounds and you only eat 100 grams of protein a day. It won't happen. You can't sit there and say, I want to lose 200 pounds, and then you eating all these bad foods a day, and then you eating all this protein a day. And like, you gotta know what you're putting into your body and use certain foods to be fullers so you won't have to eat so much. I eat, quick sample, oatmeal. You don't want to eat a lot? Try some oatmeal. Take the yolk out the eggs. Just eat the egg white. Boil the egg, just eat the egg white. Get you 2 fruits a day. And just drink water and gradually make it throughout the day. Add your salads, guys. Add your dinner. Your dinner, come get you a nice meal. Get you some quinoa rice. Move away from brown rice. Reason I say that, because now I've understood they also put coloring in some of our brown rices. That same coloring they put in that brown rice that we're cooking is going right into our bodies. Once again, things we don't want to, we got to watch what we're putting into our bodies. Or if you're going to eat brown rice, make sure it's a good kind that they have no coloring on there. Look at the facts of the things you're putting into your body before you place it into your body.
First of all, clearly, I don't even know what a pork Leon is. So there's that. I don't know what part of the body that refers to, but all I do know is I really do enjoy bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches. I really do enjoy sausage biscuits at Chick-fil-A. I really enjoy brown rice. I thought brown rice was healthy for you. Like, I thought that's something that we should have been eating. So I'm surprised that you said that that's something that we shouldn't. So it's good to know there. And also, you done gave me a whole lot of information. My brain is like, okay, I need to go look at all of the stuff that's in my refrigerator and see like what reads this, what reads that, what's healthy for me here, what's not. But then also, I think it's important to have people like you who are experts in the field so that, because I don't feel like, looking up the health benefits to X, Y, and Z, I can just go to, Bodied by Nate and
Body
say, hey,
by me.
I need a meal plan. Hey, I don't know what I want to lose weight, I want to gain weight, I want to build muscle. So what is the best meal plan that is best for me so that I can, move forward there?
And I tell you, just even when you said just to your brown rice, like I say, it is not all the way bad. You just got to look at the type of brown rice that you're putting in your body and making sure that they have no coloring on it. And then when it goes back to lean pork, once I say it's the tenderly on pork cut of the pork that is very healthy, and it's more healthier than your lean beef and your lean chicken. It has less body fat and it's better for heart health overall. How many people die from their having bad hearts or having some type of heart disease when they get older? Putting certain foods into your body will keep you living. We have things to do, people. We have places to go, and we have a purpose that God wants us to live. Because the purpose that we live for his life, and then we can fulfill this purpose, we can make this world a better place. And that's the mission is. We got to change our mind to get to that point. And then the body has to follow. Because if you don't change your mind, your body, it's not going to go nowhere. But if you change your mind, your body has to follow. It will fall in place. Because what starts at the top go trickle down to the bottom. If the man of the house ain't doing what he's supposed to do, it will trickle down to the family. If the boss at the job not doing what he's supposed to do, it will trickle down to his business. If the CEO not doing what he's supposed to do or she's supposed to do, it will trickle down to my woman. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do as a woman, it will trickle down to your daughters. It starts at the top. You lead from the front. What happens in the mind flows through the rest of the body into your feet in the way you move. If your mindset tell you to go wrong, your feet go that way. But if your mindset tell you to go right, your feet go walk that way. It all starts up top. Change the mind, the body has to follow.
I love that. And I love, again, just the emphasis on how health is connected to purpose. Like, this podcast is all about providing, listeners with the tangible tips and strategies that will truly help you fulfill purpose. And while talking about the biblical scriptures are key and talking about motivation here and there is key, what's also very critical is the importance of physical health. And so, Nate, I just thank you so much for, taking the time. I'm definitely going to be, utilizing your services because I need to eat a lot better. I've been a lot like super sleepy lately. And so, I definitely need some good tips on what to do with that. And then your girl, summertime is approaching, and your girl's trying to look nice and together, okay? Because we got beaches, we got trips, we got, sun, all the good things that are associated with summer. So I'll definitely be soliciting your or be utilizing your services. I'm sure people on here will be utilizing your services. And so you can follow. Reach out to Nate at Bodied by Nate LLC on Instagram at bodiedbynate@gmail.com. And Nate, I see you want to say something else. Go ahead, by all means.
And then the only thing I just have to say for my woman, I know we sit here and love to sit there and say, I need me a butt. I'm gonna tell all y'all right now, I tried and I'm gonna tell y'all, it is genetics. If your mama wasn't working,
Oh my
it's
God.
not gonna happen for you. What I will sit there and say is though, if we sit there and we focus on other things, maybe our thighs and our hamstrings. We normally do squats all day, but if we start doing hamstrings, working on the back leg muscles, it can lift your butt a little bit more. If we slow down on that sodium, that back fat that we have where that salt's at is going to come in. If we work on our shoulders, we're going to fix our posture, a straighter posture, a tucked in back, tighter hamstrings, and working on our thighs, then we're going to get to that body that we want. And another thing, for everybody on this podcast, understand, if you want abs, you have to be under 15% body fat for them abs to show. Once again, you have to be under 10 to 15% body fat for your abs to show.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what any of that means.
Okay, so just explain. Your body mass index. Now, we also know that the body mass index is not related for every single type of race, but we're also going to sit here and say the body mass index measures your height, it measures your weight, and also, once you add those two things, then you will get into a number. Once you, it's a calculation that I have. You come to my business, I'll be able to get the calculations for you, and we'll be able to know where you at. That's how doctors are able to say, are you obese, or you're overweight, due to the fact of adding these two calculations. And the reason why I sit there and say that it doesn't rely to every single culture, because some cultures are bigger, some cultures are smaller, and when the metrics were made, it was made just for certain people. But if you look at these same metrics, it still makes sense. The simple fact you got to do is vary, numbers may vary a little bit higher, it may vary a little bit lower, but at the end of the day, you have to get your body fat under 15%. You got to cut that fat out for these abs to show. The people we sit here and see who walk around with abs every day, being honest, half of them were born skinny their whole life. They have abs. It's in their body. They're under 10% body fat. But the people who are sitting there, we got a little bit, you know, a little swinging our thing. You know, we grew up eating a little bit of chicken wings. We automatically over 20% body fat. We got to work to get down to that position. So our natural body setting may never be under 10% body fat. And that's fine. But I really want y'all to just take the mindset of, I'm not healthy or I'm not fit if I don't have abs. No, you keep working. You vacuum your stomach when you work out, meaning that you suck in your stomach on every workout you do. And that's going to tighten those muscles up in your stomach area. And you keep working and keep decreasing your weight down, losing, cutting off that body fat. We got to turn the fat into muscle. That's why cardio every day is not our thing. We just run every day. We're just going to just slightly get smaller, but we're not adding any muscle. So as soon as we eat bad, what you think will happen? All that food we just ran off will go right back to fat because it has nothing to grab to. But if we turn that fat into muscle, you can't turn muscle back into fat that easy. You got to lose the muscle, then the fat comes. So focus on working out, focus on lifting weights to get the body that you want, and I promise you, it will come. And you do not have to be the strongest man. You do not have to be the strongest woman. You have to be consistent. I constantly tell my clients, the body you want is the consistency that you give it. The body you want is the consistency that you give it. If you don't give your body no consistency with food, you don't give your body no consistency with mental things, you don't give your body no consistency with working out and going to the gym, the body that you dream of will never come. Change the mind and the body will follow.
I love that. And I even think that, again, and that quote itself just translates into purpose. Like, the life that you want is contingent upon the consistency that you give it. The goal that you want to accomplish is contingent upon the consistency that you give it. So I love that. Also, shout out to my mom, because my mom is thick. And so I don't have, you know, there are certain things that I don't have to work towards. So we just thank God for Rhoda Williams. I just wanted to quickly shout her out. But also, and then really quickly, selfishly, I have two selfish questions, quick answers. For those who are like sleepy a lot, what is the reason why? And two, what is like a food that can help with energy, if that's something you know on the top of your head?
A food that can help with energy, I would sit there and say, to be honest, certain nuts, spinach, things like that is very good for you to sit there and get some great energy. And oats and things like sweet potatoes. Some of those foods give you energy because they have certain things in them that are related to that. You know, so once again, it's just eating healthy. These healthy foods gives us energy. You know, yogurt is also good, water, things like that. And if you notice, all the healthy foods give us energy. If we always tired, when we catch the itis, we normally catch it from eating a big thing of bad food. We catch the itis after Thanksgiving. We catch the itis after a family outing or a family dinner. We catch the itis after we go out on a date. But eat your salad, you'll be wide awake.
Okay. So you said sweet potatoes, you said oats, nuts, yogurt,
bananas.
I'll go back and listen to the podcast to like see what I need to eat because your girl be sluggish often. And the last thing, is coffee healthy or good for you or is it bad for you? Because I hear mixed reviews every time I see. I hear don't eat it. Or maybe don't consume it. I hear consume it. I hear it depends on how much you consume. And so like, can I truly drink coffee or is it contingent upon like the goals that I want or goals that I have?
I'm gonna sit there and say drink coffee. Or I'm gonna sit there and say drink coffee because it can, you know, drinking a couple of cups of coffee a day can definitely help lower things like, you know, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, liver, Parkinson's disease, things like that is what coffee does. And also it's about, once again, what you put in the coffee. It's about what you put in it. What you put in your body will determine the body you get. What you put in your coffee will determine what this coffee does for you. If you come over here and you stack it with sugar and creamer, don't expect to be fit because creamer is dairy and dairy brings fattening. And then you bring sugar. And now you're worrying about, I'm drinking 2-3 cups a day, I'm not losing weight. Well, you put 2-3 things of 10 grams of sugar and about 3 things of dairy. Now you want caramel dairy, you want, you know, French vanilla, you know, peach cobbler.
I do like peach cobbler.
That's your problem. You need to fall back off of that. Add a little bit of Splenda. Go black. I went black in my coffee. You know, I'm gonna tell you, I'm a businessman as you mentioned earlier. Up a lot of hours at night. So what I do in the morning, I only do coffee in the morning. I will add that. Do coffee in the morning. And one thing I will add, a little gym that you guys keep. Don't let none of you trainers who hear this. You know what? Take it and tell your clients that because I'm here to make everyone better. Drink tea, hot tea, every night. Because what hot tea does, and make sure you drink hot tea after you drink your meal, after you eat your meals, and after you're about to go to, right before you go to sleep. Because what that tea is going to do is going to come down into your system. It's going to burn the walls of your stomach. So all these foods that we're eating that get stuck on our stomach, like bread, take bread out your diet. You want to cut weight right now, ASAP. All right, like bread. Bread goes into your body and it expands. Well, that food gets stuck into your stomach. And if you don't do nothing with it, it's going to do what? Build up, stack on top of each other, stack on top of each other, stack on top of each other until it goes through your digestive system and comes out. But if you drink that hot tea at night, the hot tea does that work for you while you're sleeping, wake you up in the morning, flush you out. And it's been studies done that it helps you cut stomach weight. Drink a cup of hot tea every night.
Okay. And so last thing, what type of tea or does it matter? Can it be like green tea? Does it have to be black tea? Does it have to be decaffeinated tea? Does it have to be caffeinated tea? Like what type of tea or does it not matter?
Once again, everything matters because once again, we have to check what we put into our body. I just tell my clients, love your body. Don't put no bad tea into your body. Don't sit here and do something. You want to put a lot of sugar. You can get you some decaffeinated. You can get you some green tea. You can get you some Earl Grey. You can get you some any type of tea that you want. Most teas are very healthy, you know, but just move away from the sugars. Okay, move away from the honey, too. I know honey's a natural sweetener, this and that, but, you know, just go straight hot tea. Add a lemon in your tea. Something like that. You want a little bit of flavor. Add natural stuff into your natural body, and that's going to help you get to the body that you want to. If you add fake stuff into a natural body, it doesn't work. Okay. I.e. processed foods.
So noted.
You keep talking. I'm gonna keep grabbing them.
Now, okay, no, I know you're busy. So I know you have to go, but thank you again so much for your time. Not only do we appreciate it, but we need this information. And so thank you again for people who need to find you. Can you just give them a rundown of where they can locate you and, you know, get access to your services?
I will tell people, once again, you need to get with me. Just contact me at Bodied. That is BODIED. By BYNATE at gmail.com. Or you can go on Instagram, find me at Body by Nate LLC on IG. You can DM me there. And the last thing I'm going to say, just to leave you guys with something, may God ease your heart and repair any broken pieces. Open your eyes to see the vision that he has designed for you. Move your feet so you will not miss your blessing and grant you wisdom to make decisions that will lead you closer to God. I pray for overall peace and comfort and I pray that everyone be blessed. And thank you for having me on the show, Tiara. You have a great podcast going on. Your episode last week, Do Not Delay, changed my mind. I'm not even going to lie. I almost had me in tears in the gym. I'm like, oh, whoa, this is deep, deep, deep. you're doing a great job. The people need to hear this. Lives are going to be changed and people are going to be saved. So continue doing what you're doing and let nobody tell you to stop. You know, you're a beautiful woman of God. And keep going forward. And thank you for having me on your podcast.
Well, with that being said, you done said everything you needed to see. You done said everything you needed to say. And again, thank you so much, Nate. I'm humbled. I'm honored to always have the support, to always have you here. And everyone be blessed. DM him, get healthy, eat right, and let's get this thing going. Peace.